Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame, 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It's just you and me. I want to talk some more about blockchain. And I, in the previous segment, I was talking about Bitcoin and how to think, how you should think about Bitcoin. The average person should just be watching it a little bit. I mean, if you can buy pieces of Bitcoin, by the way, but I wouldn't invest in Bitcoin. I don't think, you know, most of us aren't smart enough to, and we got a day job. We're not going to keep up with all that. But I do think that in time, before you, most of us, even me, before I die, I think I'll probably have transactions with a cryptocurrency. But I don't think it will be because Well, let me rephrase this. We found out about Bitcoin as a cryptocurrency, and then we learned that Bitcoin is made possible by a technology called blockchain. And those blockchains are distributed across a global ledger of ledgers, a global network of ledgers, I should say, which are computers. People who mine these transactions, these Bitcoin transactions, and keep up with them. And the blockchain, so what's been happening, though, and if you remember, I started telling you about this 2 years ago. I've got the record almost 2.5 years ago. I started telling you, never mind Bitcoin, start watching blockchain. This is before Bitcoin was even worth $300. In fact, it went down to nothing after that for a while. So remember this, we learned about Bitcoin, then we found out about the technology blockchain, and now it's evident that the real news, the enduring news, the significant news is not the currency, because it's just going to be one of many currencies. The real news is the technology underneath it, the blockchain, and with the network of distributed ledgers. And so what I'm saying is that blockchain, and if you notice, more and more people are talking about blockchain, the more and more people are getting into it. There's a big blockchain expo in London later this month that I wish I could go to. Just don't have time. But it's huge. It's a global expo, and there's so many things are going to be learned at that event. So blockchain is, in my opinion, that kind of technology. Again, there's going to be more kinds of technology. Our friend, our Brain Trust member, Sean Worthington, has created a blockchain equivalent technology that has different parameters. He's talked about it on the show. So this kind of technology, what it does, it has a way of doing something that I've been lamenting and that I wrote a whole book about, which is digitizing trust. These currencies, these technologies, I should say, have the ability to digitize trust and to digitize ethics. And that's the reason why I believe the technologies are going to endure. Where Bitcoin introduced us to blockchain, I think blockchain and those types of technologies will take the lead now. They'll become the news. They are becoming the news. And they will eventually pull the cryptocurrencies into relevance. Here's why I say that. Initially, people bought Bitcoin and they got blockchain with it, because that's how they registered the ownership of their Bitcoin. But tomorrow, you will enter into a transaction unrelated to any currency. It'll be a transaction for service. It'll be a transaction to buy an asset, a house or a car or a piece of art or whatever it might be. You'll enter into a blockchain transaction so that the actual contract will be on a blockchain register. It'll be registered in a blockchain, and you'll fulfill that, though, with a cryptocurrency. See what I mean? The blockchain came first. Initially, cryptocurrency came first. Blockchain came second. In the future, tomorrow, day after tomorrow, blockchain will come first. The first thing that will be mentioned will be, let's do this on a blockchain or a blockchain equivalent type of technology. Let's transact this deal that we ordinarily, before this, we would have put it on paper in a regular contract. But now we're going to use blockchain or the equivalent, some kind of a digital way of registering and securing this asset or this service that we're providing. And you'll pay for it with a cryptocurrency. So the cryptocurrency will be secondary. The primary thing will in your transaction with another person, another group, will be the blockchain equivalent. And it'll just so happen that you'll be paid in a cryptocurrency. And that's how cryptocurrencies will proliferate. They won't proliferate, in my opinion, on their own just because they're cryptocurrencies. Because that's going to be a mess. You can't have multiple blockchain, multiple bitcoins, all of them with their own values, and none of them worth anything. You can't have that. They'll have to wind up being worth something, and that will follow the transaction. Transaction will happen. The deal will happen. You'll do it on blockchain or a blockchain equivalent, and you will compensate the other side back and forth with a cryptocurrency. I know it's complicated. This is the future. Start paying attention.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.